you're also being criticized for going dark, in the terms of one critic, for deciding not release these interim maps and could finish your hearings without public input, finish the drawing of the maps without public input. So I wonder how you address that. Part of the idea here was to be transparent, was to make this process very open to people for review.
Well, let's take the term going dark. Normally that would mean people go into a closed room and don't let anybody see what they're doing. We go into a conference area, in this case McGeorge Law School at the University of the Pacific in Sacramento, and there is a TV camera recording live everything we say and do. Now, I wouldn't classify that as going dark.
And does that include that includes the meetings that you'll be having in the next few weeks?
Yes, and everything we do is recorded and live. We live stream it. Now, so I had a hard time with the term going dark. Also, you know, you don't have to have a public meeting to get public input, at least in the 21st century. I mean, so people are constantly, we are getting emails and written reports continuously, and we read them all and pay attention to them. So the only thing that's different is instead of publishing a set of maps on a certain day, we're saying, no, we're going to keep working through, and rather than spending a lot of time on publishing maps that may or may not be changed, we're going to just keep working on improving the maps until we're comfortable that we got them right. And I just can't imagine anybody indicating that we're going dark and trying to hide something in that process.